Phoenix Audio presents.
The Blood Artists by Chuck Hogan. Read by Gordon Thompson. Eclipse. The barren stage of infection. The strange case of Dr. Peter Marrick. Everything that begins, begins with blood. We were at work in a B1 blood laboratory on the third floor of the 7th building of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a network of industrial-looking brick and mortar structures located just outside the city limits of Atlanta, Georgia. We were both junior virologists on staff at the CDC, myself and Peter Marrick, and both 31 years of age. This was the final week of December, 2010. Peter worked across the lab table from me, standing over a whirring centrifuge, spinning down blood serum. His hair was pearl white and had been since college, and he kept it short and straight, his angular face and slate gray eyes set in a mask of severity. He switched off the centrifuge, and like a roulette wheel, it slowed, ticking to a stop. Silence returning to the lab. He crooked his head at a tinny scratching behind him. 37's going down, he said. I looked across at the wire cages. 37, a large, white, pink-eyed rat, was digging repetitively at the metal floor and shifting back and forth. His hind legs buckled beneath him, and at once he slumped over onto his side. I crossed to the cage. 37 kicked sideways at the air, his small, toothed mouth opening and closing. Blood dappled his sugar-white chin. His pink eyes fixed on my face as his body twitched, his tail lashing at the cage floor.